Now turn to section two. Section two. You'll hear a town chancellor talking about a plan for the redevelopment of the Bayfield town centre. First, you have some time to look at questions 11 to 17. Now listen carefully and answer questions 11 to 17.
Good evening. I've been asked to speak to you about the proposed plan for the improvement of our town centre. As you know, there was extensive community consultation before the designers were engaged. I'm sure you'll agree that a great many of your concerns have been acknowledged and incorporated into the draft plan that you see before you. Firstly, you'll notice that the existing supermarket has been enlarged. It's the biggest building you see on the plan, on the south side of the Main Street Mall. You can see that the part of Main Street in the town centre has been turned into a pedestrian mall. We're planning extensive plantings of shrubs and small trees to provide shade. There'll be plenty of parking for supermarket shoppers on the west side of the building and a few spaces to the south facing the park. The park will not be touched, except for the addition of a small artificial lake, which we hope will attract ducks and other bird life. We've taken into account your petition not to expand the tavern. I know some of you wanted it removed from the town centre altogether, so it will be discreetly screened from public view by more trees. The existing car park at the rear of the tavern will remain. Opposite the tavern, on the other side of Main Street, there will be a covered market. The Saturday farmers market is hugely popular, but stallholders have suffered from a lot of bad weather recently. We think everyone will be happy with this part of the redevelopment. These two rectangular buildings here in the middle of the plan are new. We plan to demolish the existing shops, some of which are unsound anyway, and put up these two modern buildings instead. The one across Bay Road from the market will house boutiques, delicatessens, and other speciality shops, all under one roof. The other one to the west will contain offices, so you'll have convenient access to all the professionals in town inside one building. The swimming pool will remain where it is, of course. The school is a major user of the pool, so to make it safer for students to cross Swan Road, a pedestrian crossing will be installed in front of the school gymnasium. You can see we've planned a gap in the trees here on the Main Street Mall so that students will be able to walk across the Main Street Mall straight to the pool. Another pedestrian crossing to the west of the pool will give students and other users safer access to the new library here. Library users will be able to share the supermarket parking. We expect that Swan Road may become a busier thoroughfare once the Main Street has been converted to pedestrians only, but we'll address that issue in the second stage of the development. In the meantime, the east end of Swan Road will be converted into a public car park, here, between the council building and the market.
Before you hear the rest of the announcement, you have some time to look at questions 18 to 20. Now listen and answer questions 18 to 20.
I'll deal with any questions you may have at the end of this talk. In the meantime, I'll give you some idea of what the second stage of development will involve. In line with the overwhelming concern of Bayfield inhabitants, improved public transport is definitely at the forefront of the next stage. We're planning to develop a modern transportation hub on the outskirts of town. Another issue we want to address is the lack of playgrounds and sporting facilities. These could be part of Stage 2, depending on the council's ability to purchase appropriate sites. As I mentioned earlier, traffic may become a problem in Swan Road. Once Main Street has been blocked off, the council will study the speed, flow and density of vehicles on Swan Road and decide on appropriate measures. I know the council's preference would be to install traffic lights on either side of the pedestrian crossing, but they'll consider other options to alleviate traffic problems, like diverting non-essential vehicles to a back road. Are there any questions?
That is the end of Section 2. You now have half a minute to check your answers.